Welcome to Gateway Church's podcast. Wherever you're tuning in from, we hope you're encouraged by today's message.
The first Noel, the angel did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they in fields where they lay keeping their sheep on a cold winter's night that was so deep. No
Gateway Candlelight Christmas service. Why don't we all stand together? We have an amazing service ahead of us. We have with us today Jenna Rain and Kane, Dave Barnes, Michelle Williams, and our very own Rebecca Fort Miller Hart singing "Oh Holy Night." God, we love you. We praise you. We're going to worship you with all of our might today. Thank you, Jesus, that you were born in a manger 2,000 years ago so that we could have life forever with you. We love you and praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's worship the Lord together.
Let's worship God in this place. Amen.
Begin.
Of praise in this place. We bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, that you were born in a manger for us 2,000 years ago. You lived a sinless life for 33 years. You died on a cross to save us from our sins. You took what we deserve, Lord, what you did not deserve. Thank you for taking our sins upon you. But you rose again 3 days later so that we could live forever with you. And now you are seated in glory. And today in this place, we worship you, we adore you, we declare you are the strong and mighty King, Jesus the Christ. We love you, we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Merry Christmas, everyone. I want us to read this together. This is the traditional Luke chapter 2 Christmas story. And you can follow along on the screen. And it came to pass in those days that a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be registered. The census first took place while Quirinius was governing Syria. So all went to be registered, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea to the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be registered with Mary, his betrothed wife, who was with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were completed for her to be delivered. and she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling cloths and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. Now there were in the same country shepherds living out in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. And behold, an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were greatly afraid. But then the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people, for there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling cloths, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, and let's say this together, church, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward all men." Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your grace. Thank you that you came for us 2,000 years ago, and we celebrate you today in Jesus' name. And all of God's children say, amen. Well, Merry Christmas. Why don't you turn around, greet one another. Tell somebody, Merry Christmas.
Welcome to our Candlelight Services. We're so glad you're here.
At Gateway, we're all about people because God is all about people. We have so many ways for you to get connected to ministry and each other. Here are some great places to start.
To stay up to date with all that's going on, visit gatewaypeople.com.
If you'd like to join us in what God is doing in and through Gateway, you can give on our website, our mobile app, or in any of the offering boxes at any of our campuses.
There's so many ways you can discover community at Gateway. You can join a group, attend an equip class, or serve on our build team. To learn more, meet us at Connect Central. Text CONNECT to 71010 or visit gatewaypeople.com.
To stay connected with the Gateway family throughout the week, follow us on social media and join our campus Facebook group.
We're so glad you joined us. Thanks for being here today.
This is my favorite week of the year at Gateway Church because this is our conference. This is for us as a church to come together, to be in the presence of God, to hear these anointed men and women of God speak. I can't explain to you how important it is that we gather just once a year and give the first of our year to God.
Hey everyone, as you can see, we are coming up on our first conference, and really it's when we give the first of our year to the Lord. And I have been so praying about this and so burdened about us as a congregation giving the first of our lives to Jesus Christ every year like this. And so I was reminded of an article that I found years ago. So I actually want to read you that article. I think you'll find this interesting. A young boy by the name of James had a desire to be the most famous manufacturer and salesman of cheese in the world. He planned on becoming rich and famous by making and selling cheese, and he began with a little buggy pulled by a pony named Patty. After making his cheese, he would load his wagon and he and Patty would drive down the streets of Chicago to sell the cheese. As the months passed, the young boy began to despair because he was not making any money in spite of his long hours and hard work. So one day he pulled his pony to a stop and he began to talk to him. He said, "Patty, there's something wrong. We're not doing it right. I'm afraid we have things turned around and our priorities are not where they ought to be. Maybe we ought to serve God and place Him first in our lives. The boy drove home and made a covenant that for the rest of his life, he would serve God first and then work as God directed. Many years after this, the young boy, now a man, stood as Sunday school superintendent at North Shore Baptist Church in Chicago. And he said, "I would rather be a layman in the North Shore Baptist Church than to head the greatest corporation in America. My first job is serving Jesus." So, every time you take a bite of Philadelphia cream cheese, sip a cup of Maxwell House, mix a quart of Kool-Aid, slice up a DiGiorno pizza, cook a pot of macaroni and cheese, spread some gray poupon, stir a bowl of cream of wheat, slurp down some Jell-O, eat the cream out of the middle of an Oreo cookie, or serve some stovetop. Remember a boy, his pony named Patty, and the promise that James L. Craft made to serve God first and work as he directed. That's what I want us to do. I want to ask you to join us in our fast. We'll begin this year, January the 14th, that weekend. I'll be back in the pulpit beginning a new series, and we'll fast and pray for 21 days. And I want you just to fast however the Lord leads you. And I mean, even if the Lord leads you to start on January the 1st, like I do, I like to start on the first day of the year. Doesn't matter about that. Just 21 days of prayer and fasting and seeking God. But I really have a burden and a desire that every person at Gateway Church be able to attend the first conference, whether in person or online, but attend the first conference. God called Israel to come together three times a year. He knew there was something that happened when we come together. He knows that. And so he calls us to that. So as your pastor, I'm asking you to put God first, serve God first, and make sure, if you can, attend the first conference. Hey, I love you so much, and Merry Christmas.
Hey, everybody, all excited about this Christmas? If you are, stand up with me. It's gonna be
How about that? Hey, y'all, how you doing? My name is Dave Barnes. I'm going to sing for y'all. I have to tell you, I recorded that song also on a Christmas record. It doesn't sound quite that good, candidly. And y'all can sit down. Everyone can. Like you, I could tell you wanted it. You're like, please, release us. these two are not jamming quite like that one is. But I recorded a version of that song, and my kids are used to listening to my Christmas record, which is really sweet. And just this week, the radio was on, and I think Donnie Hathaway, the original version of that, came on, and my son looked at me and said, oh, Dad, isn't that cool? He recorded your song. And I was like, oh. And that moment is an interesting moment, because you can really lie. You can just lean into the lie with your seven-year-old and go, well, you know, I've written a lot of songs for a lot of people, son. And then he learns later, and that's hard later, but not in the moment. He really respects you in that moment. But I decided to tell him the truth. And then I thought, son, if I had written that song, we'd be living in the Bahamas right now, having a very warm Christmas. So I did not write that song. This is also not a song I wrote, but I love to sing it. And it especially is fun to sing this time of year as it's about Christmas, so it makes the most sense to sing it now. So I'm going to sing it now because you sing this in July. It has a different effect. But this is a song called It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year. It's the most wonderful time of the year, with the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. Holiday meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales, the glories of Christmases long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and heart be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Come on, Dave.
Marshmallows for toasting and curling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales, the glories of Christmases long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts glowing when loved ones are near.
Isn't that awesome? Grayson just brings me guitars. It's like he's my favorite new person. And I have to tell you, wearing this guitar makes me feel more comfortable because I'm not used to singing without it. And so I have to remember to suck my gut in when I don't have it on. And that happened sadly because this is a true story. I was shooting a music video about 10 years ago in California. And my wife was there, and it was really fun. She's in the video. It's really sweet. But when I was doing, like, the beach scene, the, like, contemplative, like, thinking about my life scene, it was like I didn't have a jacket on for that scene. I just had a shirt. and pants too, just in case you're wondering. I was clothed. And so, true story, the director's kind of like, cut, Dave, come here. And I walk over and he's like, hey, so, you know, maybe just like think about like the fact that the wind is blowing and, you know, you don't have your jacket on. And I was like, should I look warm? And my wife was like, you need to suck your gut in. You look fat. I was like, well, that's oddly enough why I love her, which is weird, isn't it? The people that hurt you most are who we love the most. Amen. So now I have some like trauma around not having my guitar, my safe, sweet blanket in front of me. So now I'm safe again. Everything is okay in the world. This is another song I didn't write, but I love this song. You may know it too, but sing along if you do.
Go tell it on the mountain.
Going for the very handsome, very trim Dave Barnes, everybody. You don't need no safety blanket, my friend. Hi, Gateway.
Hi. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm looking at all of your outfits, and you guys look amazing. I just want to say hello. We are the Cain family. And a quick introduction, you may be wondering why on earth would a Christian band name themselves Cain?
Yeah, we get
after
that.
The first murderer? It's because we are murderers.
No.
See? It's our last name. We're the Cain family. And we're about to sing for you our favorite Christmas song growing up. And I won't tell you how old we are because that's illegal for you to ask.
Yes.
But when we were listening to this Christmas song, it was on a cassette tape. So parents, explain to your children what a cassette tape is, and you'll know how old we are. I'm excited to sing this song for you because whenever we heard it growing up, I kept thinking, what would it be like to be a grown-up? And what kind of life would I build? And I was so excited to grow up. And now that I'm grown up, this Christmas time, all I want to be is a kid again.
So we don't know what's on your Christmas list this year, but here's ours.
Merry Christmas, and we are so glad that you're at our candlelight service this year. And I have some of my favorite people with me. I have my wife, my beautiful wife, Debbie. We have James and Bridget here with us. And I just decided, all by myself,
this is scary.
This is scary, isn't it? That I would just throw everyone a curveball. In other words, I am going to say, tell me a Christmas memory. And I'm talking about just the first one that comes to your mind. And I just want to have fun with it, so I'm going to throw the curveball first to Bridget.
Oh, okay. Throw me in the ring first. I love it. I thought you were going to pick James. Okay, so the first thing that comes to my mind is when we were first married, our first Christmas together. My family has a tradition of all the kids lining up on the stairs, and my dad gets out his big camcorder and would film us coming down the stairs. So this is the first Christmas that I wasn't gonna do that, and I was a little bit sad. But on our way to my parents' house, my dad called us and said, hey, when you get to the driveway, text us. So I did that, and then we walk through the door, and my dad's standing there with his camcorder, like, all set up. So he got us coming through the door. I was kind of filled with emotion. And then
he had us go sit on the top of the stairs with the other kids. Now, Bridget's the oldest.
Yeah.
And so I'm sitting there with her 10-year-old brother.
My youngest.
On the stairs,
sibling,
my knees up here like this, just waiting for him to let me go downstairs now. And so.
We should switch that and have them go on the stairs now when they come to our house for Christmas.
I like it.
All right. That was great. Great. All right. So I'm a little afraid to say this, but James, what was the first memory that came to your mind?
So the first memory that just popped in my mind was when I was young. We were at your parents' house and doing a big Christmas gathering, and your uncle, Uncle Joel.
I think I know what you're going to share.
We all know
this is
Uncle
like
Joel.
A Christmas family story.
So this is the story that repeats itself that everyone talks about.
Yeah, you're right.
And so I was young, and I still remember the feelings of this moment more than even all the details. You remember the feelings. And so I was young, and so I'm opening this present. And it was me and Uncle Joel opening a present almost at the same time. Of course, I definitely opened it way faster than him. So I definitely was first one to get it open. And I saw this present, and I didn't fully understand it because it was this extra large, like, undershirt. And I'm holding it up, and it's from your mom. So I just remember saying, thanks, Grandma. And then I look over at Uncle Joel, and he opened up like this great toy or something. I'm like, why do I get giant undershirts and he gets a toy? And then your mom said, like, wait, you got the wrong ones. Go over. And he switched them, but then I got the toy that I wanted. So it was great. But initially, I just thought I got giant extra large undershirts.
Yeah, I remember. They were wrapped exactly the same, and somehow she put the wrong names. But I remember the look on your face. That was
thanks.
A pretty good.
We were taught to be grateful. Yeah. I was.
Yeah. All right. So I let you go last so you could think about it and I wouldn't get in trouble later. So don't want to get in trouble on Christmas. So Christmas memory.
My favorite Christmas memory is really easy because it was December 23rd and we had gone to youth group. And afterwards, we went over to Billy Foot's house, who actually married us. And, you proposed in their driveway and because you picked up the ring that day and you could not wait to give it to me. You had planned something else, I think.
Yeah.
I think that was the plan, but you couldn't wait. And in their driveway, you proposed.
Yeah.
One point of clarification. You said when we were in youth group.
Yes.
Were y'all in youth getting married or were y'all leading the youth group?
No. This is when we were kids.
Yeah.
We were like, at that point, we were
in college.
Okay. We were our first year of college, and we'd come home, and there was like a youth group gathering.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
that's fun.
But the bottom line was,
16. No.
Okay. Just to clarify,
I was going to give it to you on Christmas, and I do remember that I tricked you.
You did.
Because I said our limit this year is 25.
Yes.
And so you spent less than $25, and I spent less than $2,500, but which was a lot at that time.
It was.
But I wanted to show you how much I loved you. But you said, hey, our limit was $25, and I said, I never said dollars. So.
That's
but
true.
You're right, but I couldn't wait.
You couldn't wait.
And so that really leads me into what I want to talk about, and that is that when we're young, we are excited about what we are receiving at Christmas. You know, the reason the kids were at the top of the stairs is because they were coming down to open the presents. The reason you were looking at the toy, you know. But as you get older, as you said, I was more excited about what I was going to give. And I can remember one of my fondest memories was my father every Christmas would have gifts all around his feet when everyone else finished because he was watching what each of us were giving. So I just want to remind you that Christmas is about giving. And the more mature we get in Christ, the more we want to give. So I know you feel that way already, but I just want to ask you, what can you give to Jesus this Christmas? He gave his life. That's what Christmas is all about. But what can you give? Now, I want to say to you, don't go to the law or legalistic thinking. In other words, we think, well, I'm going to have more quiet times this year, or I'm going to lose weight or exercise, or I'm going to not going to get as angry. But all the focus then is on I. Here's all Jesus wants. He wants you. And so this morning, when I was praying about talking to you, I gave my life to the Lord again. Now, I didn't get saved again. We get saved once. But every day, every moment of the day, we should give our life to the Lord. And so I just want to ask you, just right now, just would you just close your eyes? Just close your eyes. At home, online, in our services, one of our campuses, wherever you are, would you simply just give your life to the Lord again? For God so loved the world that he gave. Will you just, however you want to, just tell him, Lord, I just give you my life. Lord, we want to tell you thank you for giving us Jesus Christ, your son, and Jesus for giving your life for us. And so we, at this Christmas season, give our lives to you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I'm so happy that you prayed and gave your life to the Lord. And if you need any help, we would love to pray with you or help you any way that we can. So thank you again for coming. And to all of you, from our family to your family, Merry Christmas. Now
Y'all. Well, my name is Jenna Rain. I am so excited to be here today. I am actually from Gateway. This is my home church, so I'm really excited to be here. And I think I've been to every single candlelight service. So I think that's pretty impressive for my 19 years of living. So it's such a blessing to be here and such a surreal moment. So yeah, this is really sweet. And I love my Gateway family. And I pray y'all have yourselves a merry little Christmas.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. From now on, our troubles will be out of sight. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. From now on, gather near to us once more. Through the years we all will be together, if the fates allow. Hang a shining
Thank you.
So, this is a song that I did actually write. This is a song. I have three kids, 12-year-old, a 9-year-old, and a 7-year-old. And one of the things that I'm continually fascinated with when I think about the nativity and just the birth of Jesus and the life of Jesus is I think about his parents, you know, and being a parent, thinking about navigating what that must have been like. And so I wrote this song just sort of from their perspective, thinking about myself and my kids. And I can't imagine how hard all of that and beautiful it would have been. But this is a song, and yes, I am sucking in, if you're wondering, just if you're checking. Keeping up. But this is a song called Angel Boy.
Seem like a worshiping crowd. You guys ready to worship with me, Gateway? I had to take that coat off so I could move around a little bit. Of all the things the prophet Isaiah said he would be, the first thing he called him was wonderful. And I'm so thankful we don't just have a God who's here for us, but he's here with us. Are you thankful you've got a wonderful counselor, somebody who's here with us, Emmanuel? So you gather around the table. So much to be thankful for. It's Christmas. Oh, how I've missed it. The
through the joy and laughter, you can feel the sadness. 'Cause this Christmas, everyone's not with us.
It's the time of year when happiness and cheer won't be enough.
A thrill of hope, though weary.
truly he taught us to love one another. His law is love, and his gospel is peace. Chains shall he break for the slave, his our brother.
Well, I hope your Christmas is wonderful. I do want to let you know that we will have prayer team down here to pray. I would like to go ahead and invite our prayer team, our pastors, our ministry staff to come down. If you have a need this Christmas, we'd love to pray for you, whether it be physical, relational, whatever it may be, financial. We'd love to pray and agree with the Lord and agree with you concerning that need. Let me remind you that in a couple weeks, like Pastor Robert said, is our first conference coming up. This up on the screens, they're going to put it up. There it is, January 6th through 10th. You don't want to miss it. It's giving our first to the Lord. Also, we have a devotional that's going to be online. You can find it at gatewaydevotions.com, or you can go to the YouVersion app and download the devotional there. It's in English and in Spanish. Also, you can pick up a copy in the bookstore for only $5. Lord, thank you for this Christmas. Thank you that we get to celebrate all that you are and all that you've done for us. Jesus, not only are you the babe born in a manger, you are the King of kings and the Lord of lords who reigns forever in heaven. We love you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, everyone say, amen. God bless you. Merry Christmas.
Thanks for joining us today. If you'd like to connect with us, text CONNECT to 71010 or visit gatewaypeople.com. We hope you have a great week.